Yeah, so let's get started. Okay, yeah, here we go. Okay, so the Gemara continues with, you know, it says, oh, you know, Shlosha Drachim, and the Gemara says, okay, so we figured out Kesef finally, right? So the Gemara continues and says, okay, Ubala Milamit Shiniknes Bibia Valo Dinhu. Says the Gemara, okay, so the Gemara says, oh, fine, right? So the pasuk tells us that you have also Kedushei Bia. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, hello, Dinhu, right? Isn't it Kalvachomer? My Yivama she'in nicknames b'kasef, nicknames b'bia. A Yivama, a Yibam is through Bia only. So you can't do Kiddushay Kasef by Yibam. Zu she'in nicknames b'kasef, inu din she'in nicknames b'bia. Or shouldn't we say, oh, obviously, if you could do Yibam with Bia, which can't be done with Kasef, Kiddushin, which could be accomplished by Kasef, should certainly be accomplishable by Bia, right? And so it's, oh, ama ivriya tochiach, she nicknames b'kasef, ve'ein nicknames b'bia. So Gemara says back, mama la ama ivriya, she ain kinyana l'shum ishas. Tomer b'zu, she kinyana l'shum ishas. He says, okay, that's not, we can be docha with ama ivriya. So he says, no, you can't. Because ama ivriya, even though it creates ishas, right? Ama ivriya, you could do yiyud, which results in ishas between her and either the Adon or his son, right? So it can turn into Ishas, but it's not actually being done l'shem Ishas. Tomer bezushin kinyana l'shem Ishas. Right? So that's not a good raya at all. Okay. Now what's interesting is, right? So what's the Gemara have amina? First of all, the Gemara's question is basically, all right, you have these things which create Ishas. For example, by Yibam, right? It results in Ishas. Ama Ivriya results in Ishas. So can we compare these and assume that these are the same as Kiddushin? Right? Is the process that's, you know, being undergone the same as Kiddushin or not? And the Gemara's answer is, well, you know, Ama Ivriya, just because it can lead to Ishas or create Ishas in the long term, you're not being a Kaddish when you're calling it Ama Ivriya, right? I think that's very, very telling that we see Kiddushin as something very, very specific, while these other things, even if they end up resulting in Ishas, you can have something that leads to Ishas, that creates Ishas as an end result further along the line, but not because you actually just, you know, you went and were Mekadesh. So I think that's, first of all, an important point in the Gemara, which is basically like, oh, well, if something creates Ishas at the end of the day, can we assume that, you know, that it's going to work as, that it's Kiddushin or viable as Kiddushin? And the answer is no, right? You can have things that lead to Ishas that aren't actually Kiddushin. Okay, so Tamalomar Ubala. Okay, so you need a Pasuk. Vilama Likra Ha'asiyala. Right? Amar Ashi Mishum Di'ika L'mimar Mi'ikara Didina Pircha Mi'icha Kamaisila Mi'ivama Ma'alivama Shkin Zikuka V'omedas. Tomer Bezush ain't Sukuk of Omed. The Sugmar says, okay, wait a second. We just got rid of that rejection of the Kalvachomer from Yibam, right? Because we said, oh, let's learn it from Yibam. He said, okay, but by Amma Ivriya, Kesef works and Bia doesn't work. And he said, no, Amma Ivriya is not Shaykh at all because Amma Ivriya, even though it could result in Ishas, it's not Ishas, right? So now that we got rid of that disproof to the Kalvachomer, now the Kal V'chomer from Yibam should stand, right? So what's the Gemara? The Gemara says back, no, because Yibam is also different, right? Ikal Meimar Miikar Dina Pircha Mehicha Kad Ma'isila MiYivama Ma Yivama Shkein Zkuka V'Omedas. By Yivama, there's Zika, right? They're already, you know, they're already standing to be married. They're already connected to each other. How do we understand Zika, which is just a huge sigya in Yivamos, which is very hard to really nail down. But whatever the relationship between them is when, you know, when the brother dies and now there's Zika to Yibam, there's this connection between them. So they have a connection already, right? They're not two random people who are now trying to create Ishas. There are these two people who are connected who are now doing Yibam. Tomer Bezu, She'in Zikuka V'Omedes, right? Maybe, right? By Yibam, Bia works because they're already tied together. They're already connected. They're already even potentially bound together by the remnants of the brother's Ishas, right? And now they just either need to step into his shoes or continue that Ishas or acknowledge that Ishas. or something along those lines. But either way, they already have a connection, right? Tomer Bezu, She'ein Zikuk Ba'Omedes, right? Who says that it would work to create Ishus Yesh Me'ayin? Now, it's also actually very extra telling because, right, the idea that Bia would work to create Ishus in a case where there's already some sort of structure, some sort of connection between them, they would make a lot of sense, right? If it's just there, especially since, right, you don't even need really need Das by the Bia of Yibum, it works sort of Mimela, is presumably because, right, the groundwork is already there. The relationship is already there. The legal bonds are really there. And we just need something that acknowledges that, right? She's a Kukav Amedes. Tomer Bezu, She'ein Zikuk Ba'Omedes, right? By regular Kiddushin, right? What the whole point of Kiddushin is what? Is to show that they're getting married. So Kiddushin Bia shouldn't necessarily prove that this Bia is B'Torah's Ishus, right? I don't know. How do we know that's not Zdus? Right? So I think that's actually Gufa very telling that if there's already a framework, so it can acknowledge that framework. If there's no framework, who says it could create a framework? So I think that's, you know, the Gemara's overall arching point here is there are these things, they end up resulting in Ishus, but we can't confuse them or equate them to the process of Ishus because they're really different. That's, I think, one interesting point. And number two is depending on what your framework is, right, that might affect what things would be effective. Now, it's also noteworthy is I would have potentially said, and this might be what the Gemara is saying too, is Yibum like almost like Kiddushei Bia, but only Kiddushei Bia works by Yibum? Or is it not Kiddushei Bia at all, right? It's Bia, it's Yibum. It has nothing to do with Kiddushin. Right? Which of those two is the Gemara saying? The Gemara's having mean is that, oh, Yibum needs Dafka Kiddushei Bia, right? Yivama in nicknames with Kesef, nicknames with Bia. It sounds like we're saying, oh, you know, it's like Kiddushei Bia, because we can learn Kiddushei Bia out of it. Or is it, no, right? Some sort of, you know, Bia acknowledges something or has some sort of status, and then, you know, we can build off of that. We can learn from that, that there's, you know, that there's Ishus, that it could create Ishus too, right? Maybe Yibum, oh, it's, you know, if it can work on Yibum, which, right, is much more demanding. So it could be a linear question, right? Oh, if it works in these cases, then it probably works in this case because you see it's like powerful enough too. It's a good enough kinyan. It's symbolic enough, right? Or it could be more meaningful and say, no, right? You see that it's a type of Kiddushin that works by Yibum to create Ishus by Yibum. And if it could create Ishus by Yibum, where Yibum doesn't even allow you to do Kiddushei Kesef, Kavachomer, it'll work, you know, by regular Kiddushin. Right? You can go either way on that, Havmina. I don't know what that, you know, what, which one is more right in what the Havmina is saying. Yeah, Tila.
I'm not entirely sure I understand, like, the Havmina in the, like, that you're basing off of the first Kavachomer.
Okay, so the Havamina here, right, in the beginning is Ma Yivama She'ein Nikneis B'Kasef, Nikneis B'Bia, Zusha Nikneis B'Kasef, in addition Nikneis B'Bia. Two basic ways to look at it. One is it's more of a mathematical Kal V'Chomer, right? We have Bia, right? Bia works by Yibum. So we have, and Kasef does not work for Yibum. So if Bia works by Yibum, but Kasef doesn't, so Kiddushin, where Kesef works, Kal V'Chomer, I can assume that Bia should work. Right? That's more of a linear, it's like a linear, you know, basic, you know, like normal single variable math. You have, it's like a linear hierarchy, and if it works for this, then I could presumably it's more powerful on a linear scale than Kesef. That's one way to look at
it. Okay, got that. Can we bring in our previous assumption that Bia is kind of Ishut B'Chol?
Can I?
So I just got a little do away. You think it's a legal move here to bring in our previous assumption that Bia is Ishut B'Chol?
Yeah, okay, so exactly. So is, right, so if we're saying, oh, Bia is Ishus Befoal, right, so that's the other thing we could say. Oh, Bia is Ishus Befoal, and if it's Ishus Befoal, and it works by Yibum, right, because it's Ishus Befoal, right? So Yibum needs Dafka Ishus Befoal. So here, where Kiddushe Kesef, where a mere symbolic Kinyan is good enough, Kavachomer, the Ishus Befoal should work. Exactly, right? That's the alternative way to read it. Is
way around, I would say that if you go straight to Ishut Befoal, you're missing the designation.
Exactly.
Of Kiddush. That's not necessary by Yavama because you have Zika, but in just Stam, there's no designation. You're just kind of going, you know, like the Ramban, like, you know, Mamad Harsina, you take a girl and sleep with her. You're just doing that all over again. You're just calling it Kiddushin.
Right. So I think, but I don't think that's a good question on the Havamina, not because it's not a good question on the Havamina, but I think that's exactly what the Maskana is saying. Right? Meaning the rejection of the Havamina is what? The Havamina is, oh, it's Ishus Befoal. The answer is, Adderab, right? Mali Vamash Kains Gufa Valmedes. Right? Gufa, that's why it might work by Yibam, is because Yibam is Kukav Valmedes. There's already the Kinyan component, there's already the Kiddushin component. Or something along those lines, and then Ishus Befoal is dafka what we're looking for, right? But if we're trying to make Asr La Kulei Alma or Kiddushe and Kiddusha V'chule, Adarabba, right? Who says that Bia is relevant to that at all? Right? So I think your point is absolutely correct. I think that's exactly what the Maskana is saying in this case. Right?
So I think I'm saying, given that Maskana, why does the first Havamina actually still like have grounds to stand on?
So first of all, right, before we, you know, who says that, what do you mean by Zikuk of Amandas? Zika itself is like a complicated sort of amorphous concept that the Gemara and Yavama spends a long time trying to figure out. And it's very unclear. Yesh Zika, even there's like this whole sigi about like Yesh Zika, In Zika, like there's a connection. How much is that connection like Ishus already? How much is it not? How much, you know, what is this Zika really? So that is on one level is already an answer, is that Zika itself is like very amorphous. So we know, oh, you know, it's Kukuba Madness, but the Gemara is kind of saying like, until the Gemara said that, the Havamina could be like, okay, you know, there's Zika, I mean, she's chayiv to either do Yibam or Chalitza, whichever one, but who says that like really affects her status and their relationship, and that there's some sort of bonds tying them together other than they're both supposed to do the specific mitzvah. Right? So the answer is no. Zikuk of Omed, this is a real connection. So that's definitely one option. The other option is just because, you know, that's an important maskana, right? That, oh, the fact that there's already some sort of pre-existing connection means that Ishus Befoal Dafka would be acceptable, but maybe the lack of a pre-existing relationship could Dafka make Ishus Befoal much more problematic. Right? So I think you're right. I just think that the Havamina is a reasonable Havamina. It just, I think, a very compelling rejection of it. By the way, just in parentheses, if you take a more like mathematical approach, like, oh, it worked for thing A, and, you know, and this, and Kesef works, even though it doesn't work for thing A, so it must be that Bia also works for Kiddushin, right? And it's just much more of like a question of like how powerful a Kinyan or how significant a Kinyan is it? So the answer of Zikuk of Omedes, instead of being the more fundamental answer that Tehillah has been suggesting, could be that, oh, that's not fair. You're saying that Bia is much more powerful a Kinyan, but that's not true because she's Kuk of Omedes, right? She already, it has help. Right? So I can be like, oh, you know, it's a much more powerful Kinyan because you see that it's more effective even in places where Kesef doesn't work. The answer is no, it's effective in a place where she's already Kukuva Madness. Now, I think definitely, you know, if you're going in a linear scale, then we should sort of say like, oh, well, then why doesn't Kesef work by Yibam, right? Because Mala Kesef, we could flip it, right? Mala Kesef that works by Kiddushin, where she's not Kukuva Medes, right? Kalvachomer, Kesef should work by Yibum, where she's already Kukava Madas. Right? If we're taking like a linear scale of things. Right? Here, right, how I could, if we were just talking math, I should be able to flip that. If it's a question of the power of the Kenyan, so if Kesef works by Kiddushin, where she's not Kukava Madas, so maybe by Yibon, where she's Kukava Madas, of course Kesef should work. So the fact that the Gemara like doesn't flip it could be like a little bit of a raya that it's much more fundamental point, which I think it is. Although you could say, oh, well, we know that Kesef doesn't work. Like that's a Gemara and Yivamos from Furish. But I think that definitely the implication of this Gemara, while you could take it as a purely like, oh, linear hierarchy, like there's this one and there's this one and this one works more, so like then we should be able to apply it those cases. If we just took that approach, is less compelling than saying that the Havamina is, right, saying, well, wait a second, right, these things create Ishus, and the Maskana is that Yibum is not the same thing, right? And the fact that it works by Yibum, because she's a Kukava Medes, that means that there's some sort of underlying connection there, which means that, you know, Bia there is not there as a Kenyan, or is not there as the regular creator of Ishus, right? Fine. So I think that's very good. Now the Maskana, obviously, Tamad Omar Uba'ala. So Kiddush Bia does work. Okay. By the way, Rav Mangir Amad de Mekadesh Bia. Rav made a chirim against being Mekadesh Bia. Okay. Now why? So I think the answer is exactly what Tilo was saying, right? Which is, it brings us back to like the Primata Torah state. So technically, yes, it's a good Kenyan. In fact, it makes a lot of sense that it's a good Kenyan in the sense that it's, you know, it's the function of Ishus Befoal, but the whole point of Kiddushin was to not go straight to Ishus Befoal, right? It was to first have a Kenyan and an Oser. So Rav actually made a Chirim against being Mekadesh Bia, because even though it's very effective, it's also, or Rav thinks it's also very inappropriate. But anyway, I think that's exactly what we're saying here with, right? Ma'ali Yibamash, Kins Kukov Omedes. There's already a relationship. So if there's already a relationship, there's already some Kenyan, then you can have, you know, Ishus Befoal as concretizing it and giving it, you know, completing its status. Okay. Now, the Kamshach of the Gemara says, okay, well, what about Shtar? Minayinaf Shtar? Vidinhu. Oh, I can make another one of these Kalvachomers, right? Ma Kesef She'in Motzi Machnes. Kesef, you can't be Megarish B'Kesef, right? But you can be Mekadesh with Kesef. Shtar She'motzi Inu Din She'machnes. A shtar which I can be megarish with, right? Kavachomer, I should be able to be mekadesh with. So the answer is ma v'kesef shekin podin bo hekdesh u'meiser sheni. Says no, kesef is different. Why? Because podin bo hekdesh u'meiser sheni. You can use it to be pode hekdesh and meiser sheni. Now, what should we have said? That's a little bit strange, no? Here's the thing, right? I said, oh, how do I know that shtar works? So he says, oh, kabachomer, right? Shtar you can use for a get. If it works for a get, ino din shemachmes, right? Then it should definitely work to be mekadesh. Right? So the answer is, oh, ma lekesef shekin podin bo hekdesh u'maiser sheni. Ah, no. Kesef is different, right? Because you can be podin hekdesh u'maiser sheni. Tomar shtar shein podin bo hekdesh u'maiser sheni? Right? T'ksiv v'tein ha-kesef v'kamla. Why is that kind of funny?
You're saying because this is an interesting case that doesn't seem related to Kiddushin or...
Right. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I'm saying, what did we say last time? We said, oh, that's not a good... You can't say bring proof from Bia from Yibum, right? Because Yibum is the Kukava Madness. Right here is saying, oh, you know, Malik Kesef, you would po de hektish and meister sheni. So the Zakukov Omedes argument, right, made a lot of sense to us. That's a very good argument. Right? That's a reason why Yibum might be effective, Dafka by Yibum, by Bia might be effective by Yibum, but not by Kiddushin. Right? There's a significant difference both in the Ishus level and in the Kenyan level, and that makes a lot of sense. Here, our argument is what? Oh, Kesef is unique. You know, as opposed to shtar, because you can be podemais hektish and meiser sheni with it, right? Okay, and right, what's that have to do with anything? Now, one option to explain this: how could you explain it? If we're in like using the, if it's really just a mathematical linear hierarchy that we're trying to evaluate, so then it could be that that's the way to explain it. You say, oh yeah, we're just trying to show that there are cases where Kesef can do things that Shtar can't. It's really just a general question of the power of certain instruments. So Shtar can do some things, right? You see that Shtar is very powerful at getting things done because it can be Megarish, right? Okay, but Kesef is more powerful at certain things because it could be Poder, Kesef, you know, Hekdesh, and Maisashemi. Okay, that's definitely a possible explanation. The problem with that is we could have done something much better. What could we have said if we wanted to say, oh, Kesef is really Gishmak, Kesef can do something that a Shtar can't do? If you want it to be Kona Metaltalin, how are you Kona Metaltalin? Most Konos, right? You give Kesef. Kesef is Kona Metaltalin, Midoraisa, right? Even though you can't be Kona Metaltalin with a Shtar. So if you can't, so why not say Mala Kesef, right? Shemos Konos. So if we're just going for a linear mathematical superiority, I think that would be a much better one, especially if we're talking about Kinyanim, right? So let's chat. So I think, actually, I'm trying to remember if it's like the Netziv or the Pnei Yeshua. I think one of them actually really latches onto this. And he says, do you know, why are we talking about Pidyon, Hekdesh, and Maaseh Sheni and not something else? Right, why is that relevant? He says, of course, actually, it's very relevant. Why? Because, you know, how do we understand Ishus, right? So there are two Lishonos. Right? The Gemara says, Hisha Niknes, Maishna Hacha Tani Hisha Niknes, Maishna Hasam, the Tani Hayesh Mikadesh, Mishum de Kabai Lemisni Kesef, the Kesef Minalan, Gamar Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephron, right? And what? So Lishna Da'oraisa, Mikara Tani Lishna Da'oraisa, Ulbasov Tani Lishna Darabanan, Umay Lishna Darabanan, Asrla Kuli Alma Kehekdish, right? And the entire rest of the Masechta keeps talking about it as Kiddushin. And we call the Masechta Kiddushin. And Rashi, right, when he said in the whole beginning of the first daf, just says, oh, it's not that it is a Kinyan, right? It's just that Lashon Kinyan, the language of Kinyan is applicable, right? And that teaches us, according to Rashi, something dafka about Kinyan. Right? And we want to say, like, based on the Rashi and that Sma, that it's like, it's really about creating a relationship. And that teaches us something about Kinyanim, and we learn out, let's say, Kinyanim from Kiddushin, not the other way around, right? But at the end of the day, the Gemara is called Kiddushin, and the Lishna Derabanan is Kiddushin, because Chazal think that what you're really doing is being Mekadesh. So if I wanted to say that you're doing, that Kesef is really, really good at Hekdeshing and being Mekadesh, so what's better? What's a better example of that? The fact that you Mos Konos, or the fact that you can be Poder Hekdesh, right? So I think the answer is right. Malakasesh can Poder Bo Hekdesh from Maaseh Sheni. In terms of altering Kedusha and creating Kedusha and moving Kedusha, right? You can alter Kedusha with Kesef and not Shtar, right? So the Gemara said, "Oh, wait a second, Shtar you can use to be Megarish." Okay, also, why is that a good argument? Why does that make sense? The fact that you could use something to be Megarish doesn't necessarily mean that you could use it to be Mekadesh. Unless the point is, like, it's something that's effective in altering the legal status, the relationship between them. So if you can alter it one way, maybe you can alter it the other. Right, so Mala Kesef shekain podim bo hekdesh u'maaseh sheni. Says, oh well, Kesef, right, is unique in that it can alter kedusha. So by kedushin, maybe Kesef is unique. That's just like it can be podim u'maaseh sheni and hekdesh and change their kedusha. It can also create asra la kuli alma kehekdesh. Right, it's actually very gishmak. So the Gemara says, okay, so you see that Kesef, right, has unique properties in terms of kedusha. And that's something that Shtar doesn't have. So it's all very nice that Shtar, right, is, let's say, great for Kinyanim, and Shtar can be Megarish, but who says it can be Mekadesh, as opposed to Kesef, which we know can be, you know, is Makdesh, because you can use it to be Poda Hekdesh. It can alter Hekdesh's Kedusha. Okay, so then the Gemara says, all right, you can't chada mechada lo asya, tesi chada mitarati. If we couldn't figure out one on one, so what about, you know, two on one? Right? Hi, tesi. Okay, let's say if I know two out of the three, maybe I can learn out the others. Lo lichtov rachmana bishtar vitesi mehanach. Okay, let's not write shtar and learn out shtar from kesef and bia. Malahanach shekein hanasa meruba. Right, kesef, so this is Rashi. Kesef ubia, hana meruba, aval shtar erisin in lo bashum hana. Shari in kasev bo ela harea mekudeshes. Okay, so Rashi zeroes in, he says, right, oh, right, I would have thought, even if I knew shtar, kesef and bia, I wouldn't be able to assume shtar works because the common denominator between them is hanas and ruba, right? There's hana between them, right? There's kirav hadas, I think is really the goring behind hana, this idea that, right, someone gives you a gift, so you feel closer to them, you feel beholden to them, okay? So if there's hana, right, that is something that's, right, that's the, you know, the basis of any relationship, is that there's some sort of, right, kirav hadas between them, and you feel some sort of benefit. They enjoy, even, you know, enjoying someone's company. It's like, oh, right, it's the first thing you say, oh, they're so nice, and enjoy their company, right? Enjoying their company. Right? We already, like, put like, hana, not necessarily in a selfish sense, but hana is, like, a key part of that, of relationship. As opposed to a shtar, which is a purely legal, right? So, right, I would say, okay, right, shtar on a legal level is great, but there's no, it's very impersonal, right? Lo nichtav rachmana bia v'teisi mehanach malahanach shkein kinyan meruba. If I only had shtar and kesef, I'd say, ah, right? Those are really good in terms of legal kinyan, right? They do a great job at being a formal legal interaction that creates formal legal statuses, but, you know, who said that that's going to, that bia would create ishas, okay? Now, what's interesting is, you know, fine, 1 second. Lo nechtav rachmana b'kesef v'teisi mehanach. So let's leave out kesef. Malahanach shekein yeshna bal karcha. Yibum b'bia is memela. It happens, it doesn't, you know, necessarily require the das of either of the two parties. V'chitema kesef nami bal karcha bal mevriya ishas miha lo ashkecha. Right, so shtar by gerushin and bia by yibum both basically work without necessitating das. Okay, so by gerushin, right, she doesn't have to accept the get, except because of chayim ben gerushin, but midina de gemara she doesn't. And the yibum, if either, right, we don't need either of their das, right? Just if it happens, then. Right, then it's then there's yibum. So yeah. So right, so there the emphasis is really about, I think, you know, that's about bal karcha is really more a din in, it's about facts on the ground almost, right? It's not so much about evaluating the people, but it's about the metzias. Okay. Now the last one is less compelling just because it's saying, oh, in other situations it can do these things. Okay. Shtar in a get, shalo, right, works, you know, regardless of whether or not she wants it. Yibum, you know, is effective as a fait accompli, regardless of whether or not either of them had das to be miyabim. Right, we need them to have das to have bia, but we don't need them to have das be miyabim. Okay, so it's not halui on their das. The problem is those aren't kiddushin. Okay, the other first two were both kiddushin cases, but. But in each one, we're pointing to an important denominator, right? The first one is saying, oh, maybe what really matters is the hana, right? But there's no hana by shtar. Second one says, oh, maybe what really matters is the kinyan idea, but there's no kinyan by bia. And the last one says, oh, well, maybe what matters most is, you know, let's say the facts on the ground, right? The reality of, you know, of the interaction, right? Regardless, let's say, of the people, it's more of an objective question of, like, what's, you know, what happened or something like that. But Kesef, right, doesn't fit the bill, right? Kesef is all about the, you know, interaction between the two parties. Okay, now, what problem does this present us with? Right, each one of these common denominators would could have been, right, is a good way for us to have explained how Kiddushin works, right? So on the one hand, that's great because it says, ah, right, maybe the real factor, the really what's koveh, what creates ishas, or what really creates ishas in Kiddushin? How do you make Kiddushin? Is Kiddushin about the Hana D'Matri of the Yada that the Rambam always talks about by Kiddushin Kesef? By Kiddushin Kesef, the Rambam's always like, oh, Hana D'Matri of the Yada, she got Hana from him, right? It's not about the kesef. It's not about the formal kinyan. It's about hana d'matal liyada. So the Rambam says, if you did a good kinyan, but there's no hana d'matal liyada, so it doesn't work, right? So maybe hana is the key, right? Ah, hana samaruba. What's the problem? So on one hand, oh, that's amazing, right? It's a great makor. And Sajani, the Gemara says, but Shtar doesn't have that, right? Or, right, that Kinyan and Meruba. No, what we really care about is the formal Maisa Kinyan. It's not so much about the Hana D'Matal Yada, the beginning of a relationship between them. Maybe what really matters is the formal Maisa Kinyan, right? And I could definitely see that as an approach, right? The only problem from this Gemara is that we said, but that's not true by Bia, right? Now, the last one potentially is also, right, a bit of a, you know, more but less problematic because it's not directly dealing with cases of Kiddushin. But again, Kesef, say, like, oh, well, Kesef, right, is really not really all about their das. In a certain sense, the way the Gemara sounds like is like, oh, Kesef is really just an expression of their das, right, to get married, as opposed to, let's say, Bia and Shtar, which are less dependent on like their, you know, an expression of their will right now. Well, it's hard to say that because shtar itself is gufa and a physical representation of their das, right? That's what a shtar is. You write down your intent to go and do whatever. Okay, so we'll leave that a little bit on the side. Right, but then, okay, so then if these are rejected, so then what is Kiddushin? If it's not about the formal Maisikinian, So what is it? If it's not about the hana and the relationship that you know, the blossoming relationship that triggers or begins or gives, you know, gives a boost to, then what is it? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is just a question on more like shot of the Gemara. What exactly, what question are these three answering?
Okay, so the Gemara likes saving us, you know, saving us psukim, and the Gemara and the pasuk tells us, right, at the end of the day, we have limudim for all three types of kiddushin, kasev, shtar, and bia. The Gemara says, oh, chad mechad lo asya, I couldn't have learned out, right, I couldn't have learned out any one of them from each other. I tried to do that, didn't work. Kasi chad mitarti, but if I have two of them, can I learn out the third, right, and then I'll get three for the price of two. I'll learn two of them, and the third one I'll figure out logically. Right? So Gemara says, no, you can't. Why? Because if you whichever two you pick, right, they have some sort of common denominator, the third one doesn't. Okay? Now,
okay, thank you.
So the problem is that on the one hand, this is great, right? Because the Gemara is basically saying, here are things, factors that really might make a difference in Ishas, I mean, in Kiddushin, right? Ah, right? Hana Samruba, right? Maybe the Hana in Kiddushin is really important. Maybe that's critical. The only problem is that it's also saying that that's not true in one of the other ones, right? Let's say in Shtar. Or, right, Kinyan. Right, Kinyan and Meruba, right? Oh, it's a really great way of creating a formal legal, you know, change. So that's great, but that's not true by Bia, right? So how do we explain this? Are we saying, oh, so it's not about Kinyan or it's not about Hana? Right. So one way to say is, yeah, Hana san Meruba, and you're right, Shtar is not quite the same, But at the end of the day, you know, it still works. There's hana, I don't know, hana demat liyada, or it does create the kir of hadas. It doesn't create hana, but maybe hana is all about kir of hadas, and the shtar will create kir of hadas, right? I don't know, because I, you know, if you sign the shtar with the potential husband that says, "Are you getting married?" You know, so that does create like a kir of hadas, like, okay, like we're in this together. We signed the marriage contract, and now we're in it. Maybe, right? And maybe, oh, lo nichtav b'bia v'teitzi mehanach ma'lahanash gen kinyan en muva, right? So bia, I wouldn't have assumed by myself that it's a kinyan, right? But maybe bia functions as a kinyan, right? Why? It's not a regular kinyan, obviously, but maybe as like a kinyan ishas, right? It can function that way because, right, maybe since it's, you know, it's a way of expressing that they're acting like husband and wife, and it's definitely an action that, you know, has legal repercussions in other areas. So we can say, oh, that clearly, you know, shows their formal legal commitment to be married, right? So we can say, oh, it's a kinyan. It's not a normal kinyan. It's a kinyan ishus, let's say. But maybe kamash malan, lo nechter rachman biya v'teitzi mehanach ma'alahanash ken kinyan ruba, kamash malan, that biya is also a kinyan. Right? Kamash malan, that shtar, not that hanaso maruba, but kamash malan, that, you know, that it does the same thing as hana, creates the kir of hadas. Okay, that's one way to answer it. What's an alternative?
No, I was going to say, like, they all have their own special thing,
great,
and that you should do all of them, but I don't know if that's really the halacha, though.
Great, amazing. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Maybe they are all different, right? One option is to say, you know, they really all accomplish the same thing, right? Or maybe they don't. Maybe they really are all different. Okay, so I'm going to jump over shtar for a second. But first of all, here's a cool havamina, right? Ubibia, this is Gemara and Daf Tet. Okay, so Gemara Daf Tet goes back to like Yiddish Bia. It says Minalan. Okay, so the pasuk says, "Oh, this woman who's bulas baal, right? She's a married woman." Okay, you see that they beila, she could be, right? That can make them married. This is terrible. This is a horrible vart, right? What's he doing? We have a pasuk for that already. Why is he saying this limud? That's clearly not a relevant limud because we already know it. So the answer is no. We need both pasukim. Why? I would have thought that in order to, what is kiddushin? You have to do kiddushin, kiddushin kesef, kiddushin shtar, and then, or kiddushin kesef, and then bia, kamash malan. I would have thought that maybe it's a two-step process, in which case ishos would be a three-step process, right? It would be kiddushin, kiddushin bia, and then nisuin. Okay? So this havamina, what's that? How do you have such a havamina? What do you mean? It's kiddushin, right? Kiddushin is kiddushin, kiddushin. Right? It's not that we're denying the ube'Allah, melame chik, nikneis bia. We're more that kiddush, that it's admitting that there's kiddushin bia. Right? But I might have thought that you needed to do two kiddushins, right? You might have had to do kiddushin and then kiddush bia in order to do kiddushin. Almost like, you know, I'd say, oh, you have to be zakuk of omedes and then do kiddush bia. And then it works. You have to do like kiddushin and then kiddush bia, and then kiddush bia works. Okay? So the idea, right, Rechaz is saying, wait a second, if they're all different, right, then shouldn't we need all of them? So maybe in Achnami, that's exactly the Havamina of this Gemara, right? Well, I would have thought if I just had that Pasuk, I would have thought that I actually do need both. Okay, now the Yushalmi goes a step further and it says this more explicitly, not only that, oh, I would have thought you need Kiddushin and then Kiddushin Bia, it says, oh, well, maybe, right? Keini masnisin o kesef o shtar o bibia. Right? Is the Mishnah saying that that you can use any of the above? Is it right? Or does it mean that you need all three? The Tani Reb Chiya, Ken, you're right. Right? You're medayik correctly in the Mishnah. It's not that the Mishnah says that nikneis b'shalosh drachim and that you have to do all three. Rather, it means you can do any of the three. Lo sof davar b'shloshtan, right? Not only could you be mekadesh by doing all three, right? Ela afilu be'echam mehem, even if you only did one of them, works. So it says, lav dafka b'shlosh drachim yachad nikneis, ela afilu be'echad mishloshtan nikneis. Even if you only do one of the drachim of kiddushin, it still works. Okay? So the havimin of the Yushalmi, exactly what Rachel was saying, is yeah, you would need all three, right? Because maybe each one is actually different, right? One is like a formal, you know, formal legal declaration. Let's say the shtar is, you know, about the formal legal declaration. And kesef is about the hana demat yaliyada. And bia is about being, you know, acting married before. Right? So maybe you need to do all three. Right? Maybe they need a personal relationship and they need a formal declaration and they need to actually do it. Potentially by Gittin, there's a sort of similar requirement for three, for all three. Right? It says, because of la sefer krisos, v'nasan biyada v'shilcha mibesa. And it seems like there are certain dinin that you actually really there is significance to each one of these steps, and they're separate. There's the formal declaration of the get, and there's the chashivas of him, right, expressing that, you know, their breakup, and the actual separation and division into separate houses, right? He has to, because of La Sefer Krisas, he has to actually be no same biyada and say, you know, we're breaking up. And she has to, you know, v'shilcha mibesa, and they have to actually, you know, has to move out. She might need to take his Xbox and throw it out the window. So the Yushalmi's havamina is that you have to do the same thing also in the reverse, right? You have to have a formal declaration of shtar, and you have to have the personal relationship, you know, the opposite of the nasan biyada, you know, by nisinas kesef and kesef shahana, and, right, befoal ishas of bia, right? Now, the question is like this. Lemaskana, right, what's the Yushalmi saying? Is that each one, right, what do we do about the maskana? Right? Lemaskana, you can do any one of them. Does that prove that Rachel's wrong or not?
Can we say like different strokes for different folks? Like some people are more business oriented. Some people are more emotional. I don't know.
Okay, but why? Elaborate.
So we're giving options. We're like, pick whichever you like.
Okay, go ahead. Right. So one, there are different ways to do it. Okay, what do you mean? Why? How are they all effective? Are they all effective in the same? Do they all create the same? Are they the same thing at the end of the day? Or
no, different.
Okay, and are you doing like all of them at the end of the day, sort of?
Not in the act of kiddushin, no.
Okay, right. So I think that's a very good answer. It's one way to say answer this, deal with this Yerushalmi, say, yeah, it rejects Rachel, and it says, our Havamina is that Rachel's right, and each one's different, and therefore you need to do all of them, because they're all important parts of the Yishus process, right? There's the personal, and then there's the legal, and then there's the practical. But on the other hand, right, Kamash Malan, no. They're all the same. They're all just different ways to do the same thing. Or, right, we'll have to discuss what that same thing would be. Or no, right? Maybe, right? You know, different strokes for different blokes in the sense that these are all important parts of Ishus, right? And they're all necessary parts of Ishus. But how do you trigger Ishus, right? You know, just because this the end result needs to have the legal and the practical and the personal, right? There needs to be the Kesef Shalhana and the shtar, you know, the formal declaration and the, you know, the bia of them actually living together. Just because those are the results of Isha, so those are what you're creating, right, in their relationship, doesn't mean that that's how it needs to start, right? You can start from different starting points, So you can start from the formal, you could start from the personal, you could start from the practical. And each one will then lead to the complete package of ishos. But these are three different type parts of the relationship and three different parts of the ishos, but you could start from each other one. Kamash malan, I would have thought that I need to do each one separately. Kamash malan, right? If I do one, it triggers, it brings all the others together. Because once you've done one third of the process of kiddushin, of ishos, right? Then memela, you've already entered into ishos. Right? In general, like, you know, do you go basar meikara or basar lebasof? When you start doing something, right? Is it only like, oh, you only did it once the whole process finishes? Or no, once you started, you started and you're in it. You're doing it. Yeah, tehillah.
I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head around how Bia accomplishes kiddushin. Like, maybe I'm just biased, but like that Ramban that I brought up that I think like I can't get out of my head right now, like it really feels like you're skipping the whole designation process. And the only thing that like makes it special in some way is that like enacts this sort of us that like she's now usher to other people and maybe to him and then you wait. But like other than that,
right. So first of all, you should know you're totally, in the correct, because Rav literally, like, basically says that. He says, like, you can't do Kiddushin Bia because it's just not appropriate. And it's like, you know, it's just not in keeping with what we, you know, what we want you to, how you want you to act. And, you know, how Kiddushin is supposed to be done, because the whole point is it's an oset. So I think you're totally, your concern is totally accurate, and midrabanan, it's actually absolutely true, right? Which is why we literally oser kiddushei bia. That being said, in terms of effectiveness, so I think, you know, it's harei at mikudeshes li, and it's using it as an oser, and she'd be usher to him for bia shnia until after nisuin. So there is still this idea of commit, of there's a formal commitment going on. Especially if we view kiddushin more about the idea of commitment, so even though there's bia, right, it's a mechayev and it's an oser and it's going to create this commitment between them, which, you know, then is also a mutter after nisuin, but also it's a bia that creates a commitment as opposed to stam ratzahu ratzahi.
Okay, so are you saying that practically speaking, we don't like it because it looks like what we're trying to avoid, but conceptually speaking, it does still enact a commitment and some form of distance between marriage, and so it does work as a form of tuna?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Right.
So I was going to say, if you take out the idea of the oser and you're like, oh, you could just pick any of the three stages, stage three to me seems already like the real deal. So it feels like it's like either you can designate her or not designate her, your choice. And that just seems odd.
Right. So I think, yeah. So I think that's it. If you take it, it look like this. The Rambam really emphasizes the Oser side of things. Other Rishonim in Kiddushin saw the Oser as less, the Oser to himself as less significant. The Oser Akula Alma and the fact that it creates a commitment, as opposed to Ratzahu Ratzahi, they get married. Ratzahu Ratzahi, they get unmarried and they move in, they move out. So the difference of, no, there's like a commitment and it's legally binding, b'chu. If that's really the core of Kiddushin without the Oser side of things.
What's legally binding at this point? Like if they do
Kiddushin. She's an Aces Ish. They're married. She'd need to get.
Okay.
Right. So in terms of Kodamat Torah, they could just both move out. Now they're legally married. Legamri, she's an Aces Ish, right? You know.
But like, is there any nafkamina between a world in which, like, other than the Oser, which we're kind of sidelining for now, is there nafkamina between a world in which you kiddushei bia and then get divorced, than a world in which you move in with whoever you want and you can't leave without a get?
Well, if you can't leave without a get, if you didn't do kiddushin, you could leave without a get.
Right, but I'm saying that, like, Kiddushei Kesef or Kiddushei Shtar, as far as I'm concerned, enact something other than needing a get, whereas Kiddushei Via seems to only do that.
No, it's all, it's a kinyan. It's it creates ishus, right? The whole point is to create ishus. It's just that, right? One, you could say one way to create ishus is, right, with a formal legal declaration. The other is like formally, right, beginning their practical ishus. Right? It's still kone, it still creates ishus between them, and they need to get, and there's kiddushin gemurin, right? It's just that, you know, we don't, A, because we don't like it because it looks like you're skipping to Nisuin. And because, you know, it just also kind of looks like, is it more because it looks like you're skipping to Nisuin, or it looks more because it looks like Znus? But if you just, if the Ikar of Kiddushin is that it's, a, there's no commitment and they are married, they're not just, you know, moving in together. So then, right? So then Kiddushin Bia would still create that.
Yeah, isn't there this idea that like ketubah or something became necessary because they didn't want her to be kalabe enough that, you know, you could just sleep around, call a kiddushin and walk away and repeat?
Yeah, and then the Rambam says that ksiva bikaron is, you know, fundamentally doraisa, right? Because of that, because otherwise there's no commitment from his side, right? So there'd still be a chiv ksiva, right? Midoraisa, according to the Rambam. From Kiddushin Bia, it would be regular Kiddushin, just that, right, you know, it's, for the Rambam in particular, I think your question is really good, because for the Rambam in particular, it's not only that it's a, you know, a osara kule alma, and it creates commitment between them, but it's also the fact that there's a separate osir stage is very important to the Rambam. Right, that they're usher to each other, that they take a step back before they take a step forward. For other Rishonim who don't see that as so important, they see that as more as like, oh, it's a din d'rabbanan, right? It creates more kedusha and whatever, and we don't, although, you know, it looks like snus kule, but it's more for moral reasons than for ishos reasons. So for them, kedusha bia, it's not as pressing a question. Okay, so, right, so what's Gishmak here is that, right, for the Yushalmi, so either we could say what? Our Havimin is all different, Kamash Malan, they're not, right? Or we could say no, right? Each one is a different way, right? It's a different factor of Ishas that we're starting from. We could start from the Hana Dematul Yado, the emotional relationship, or the legal status, or even the physical relationship, right? But each one is a different part of the picture and of the puzzle, and you're starting from a different, you know, a different end of the row, let's say. Or we could say, really, all three of them are they're different, right? They are different, but they're, at the end of the day, there are three different ways of doing the same thing. So what could it be? Either, right, it could be a formal kinyan, an act of legal transformation, right? So it's a kinyan. So, you know, you have Kinyan Kasef and Kinyan Shtar, or you have formal declarations Ayde Kasef, or formal agreements Ayde Kasef, formal agreements Ayde Shtar. And the Chiddush is that Bia, in the context of Ishos, can act as a formal agreement, or it could be a question of expressing their desire to marry, right? It's less about the formal legal act between them, as much as a way of concretizing and expressing the desire to marry. Why? Right, so if we say it's more about, right, the, let's say, Kesef, right, or Bia, right, as opposed to, let's say, potentially, or so let's say, Shtar and Bia, as opposed to, let's say, Kesef, right? So both of those, right, could be, say, oh, you know, right, those are both like a much clearer expression of their desire to marry, right? In the Shtar, it says, Harei Mekudeshesli, right? Bia, right, speaks for itself, right? As opposed to Kesef, which is, you know, not as clear an expression of that. Kamash Malan, Kesef also works. Or you say, oh, they're all ways of, yeah, I should really make another column here. And say, oh, right, they're all ways of expressing the fact that there is a relationship between them. So Kesef, right, is obvious, right? Oh, Hana Maruba and Bia. And the Chiddush is that Shtar, even though it's like a little bit, you know, formalistic, and it's, you know, a little bit, oh, you know, impersonal, Kamash Malan Shtar is also a good way to express, you know, to right, to create that form, that relationship between them, practically speaking. Right? But each one is a way to do that. So that's the question going back to the Gemara here. Right? Malahanach Shekein Hanasam Ruba is that, oh, right, really what we need in all three is Hanasan Ruba or Hanasan or Kinyanan or, right, that it's some sort, you know, it's a clear expression of these realities independent of, let's say, you know, what's going on in the people's heads. Or no, is the Maskana that we all three work saying that any of these three is good? Okay? One second.
So just on that last one, how are, like, in our old conception of Kiddushin, how does it work without Das? I don't know. It just seems so counter.
No, you can't, right. So, you know, you can't have Kiddushin without Das. But the point is that there are cases and non-Kiddushin things where they work even without Das, right? A get works without her Das. How can it work without her Das? If it's about the relationship between them only, right? Or if it's like a formal kinyan between them, so then we would probably require both of their das, right? If it's like a formal expression of the situation, then maybe we don't necessarily need das. We just need a, right? See, you know, just it just needs to express the situation at hand.
Okay.
Right? You got the Yibam. You say Yibam, oh, that there's... It's a you know, it's a relationship between them. There's no, you know, not really a relationship between them. If there's no das, is it a formal kinyan? Normally, kinyanim and formal kinyanim are all about the das involved, right? So, but bia works by yibum, or get works only with his das. Again, you could say get because he's the balabayas, so then you only need his das. So it could be a formal Kenyan even without. But you could say, oh, if it's about the formal, about the expression, concrete expression. I don't even say formal expression. Maybe I should change that to like concrete expression. So then das is less significant potentially. It's not that kiddushin could be done without das, right? But the maisa kiddushin could be, what might be dafka, you know, be done by things which are less das specific. Things that are more expressive, as proven by the fact that they can sometimes even work without das, right? Would dafka be a good way to say, oh, these are very concrete expressions, right? It's so concrete that I don't even need the das in order to understand it. Okay. What I was going to say here. Oh, right. The, right. Their relationship. Right. So then Dafka will say, oh, you know, Kiddushin Bekesef, right, the Hana or Bia, and that, you know, are going to be the paradigms, and then say, oh, even a Shtar, right, is, you know, will form forms a relationship, and but that's more of a Kiddush, right? That's the odd man out, but it still works. Okay. So there's one interesting potential nafgamina of that is how do I look at shtar? Why? Because shtar, there's a machlokas is, you know, how do we write the shtar? Okay. So Rav Zera points out, he says, wait a second, shtar mecher, you say I am being mocher to Ploni. Here he says in the shtar, Hareyat Mikudesh Asli, right? And she accepts it. He says that's the exact opposite of a shtar mecher. Right? So Rava's answer is, yeah, it's the opposite of a shtar mecher because he is being Mikadesh her. He's not, she's not selling herself to him, right? So it's about he, right, inviting her into his home and being Mikadesh her. Okay, it's not about, it's the exact opposite of Kinyan, but that's exactly right. So now, then there's a question in the Gemara case. Okay, what if you kasvu lishma v'shalo midata? Let's say he goes to the sofer, or he writes it himself, and then he goes to her and he surprises her. Okay? I think this is a fantastic example of what we've been discussing, because on the one hand, by a get, right? She doesn't need to know that he's writing the get. It's an expression of his das, right? He is saying, Hare at mikudesh asli, I want to marry you. And she says yes. By kesef, right? He gives the kesef to her. It's his kesef. He doesn't need the, right? Right? It's not something that he needs to do. He needs to like coordinate with her in advance. She needs to accept it. She needs to say yes. She needs to provide das to get married, but she doesn't need the shtar to be written by her, right? So, kasva lishma v'shalom midata. Rav Zera amri mikudashas. Rav Papa Rav Shravya amri in a mikudashas. Okay? So, there's machlokas amoraim whether or not if he writes it without coordinating with her in advance, do they need to write it together? Right?
But why would they? It's just her accepting it. Isn't that the kiddushin part?
Right? That's what I would assume, right? And by a get, right, he writes it and he gives it to her. So why would, right? So imatama didu, the kasav yatzav haisa, makish havayil itziya, mayitziya lishma v'shalom idaita, afavaya nami lishma v'shalom idaita. Imatama didi, okay? Says Rav Papa, I'll tell you why I think that you need her das. V'yatzav haisa, makish havayil itziya, mayitziya b'inan das makne, afavaya b'inan das makne. Right? Just there, he's the makne, right? Here, she's the makne also. Okay? Now, what's going on? So one option is to just say, okay, yeah, it's like a question in shtaros, like, you know, and also in kiddushin, how involved, you know, do we see the woman in kiddushin? She's obviously involved, she obviously needs das, right? But we saw different deos before about, is the das she needs, like she needs to like have the das. She's like a equal participant in the creation of the ishas, the gamri, right? The ramban, right? Lobo levad taloi elagamba. Or the avni miluim, I mean, he's an achron, but he's the very extreme, or based on the ran, she's really just letting him be mekadesher, right? It doesn't, you know, lafkamina wise, it's not so extreme, but potentially if you say, oh, you really just need, it's his, he writes it, and then she accepts it. So he's allowing him to be Mekadisher, right? If you think that they're equal parties, then maybe, right, then you equally need her das in the creation of the shtar. Mm-hmm. That's one option. And the other way to look at it is to say, well, what is the shtar trying to do, right? Is the shtar trying to come around and say, ah, here's the shtar. This shtar is an expression of their das. Right? Is the shtar, you know, a formal kinyan? If it's a formal kinyan, then Pasha, I think we would say we only need one of them. Just like the any shtar, right? There's one party who writes the shtar and then gives it to the other party. So if it's about a formal kinyan and shtar is also just a formal kinyan, so then Pasha, so there's no reason why it should be different than getter or different by shtar kinyan or any other kinyan where there's only one person who writes the shtar and then the other person accepts the shtar. However, if we think it's a concrete expression of their desire to marry, right? It's this declaration of intent to marry, right? Or it's a way of forming their relationship, then maybe you need both of their das in the creation of the shtar, right? Now, I would have assumed, right, if you think it's three different pathways, so I say, okay, well, shtar is the formal Kenyan act of legal transformation, right? And then I'll say, of course, it should only be only one of them. Only he needs to write the shtar, right? But if shtar is actually accomplishing really just like, let's say bia, right? It's a concrete expression of their desire to marry. So shtar also needs to be that. So then, of course, they both need to write it, I think. Because they both need to express that, you know, we hare, you know, at mikudesh asli. If it's about forming relationship, then I don't know, right? On the one hand, maybe dafka, the formation of the relationship is when she says yes, right? He surprises her, and then suddenly she's like, yeah, you know, or she like slaps him across the face, like, you know, like, don't joke like that. And he says, no, I mean, and then she's like, ah, you know, whatever. Or you could say, no, dafka, it's like the going over the, you know, I don't know. They're both like lawyers, and like nothing, you know, makes their relationship better than going over the documents together or something. But you know, then you can make that maybe go that either way on that. Right? But here, I think it's a very, very cool that if the shtar is really just, oh, it's the shtar like any other shtar, right? Obviously, it's shtar kiddushin, and it's a formal legal act of kiddushin as opposed to purchasing. But at the end of the day, it's a shtar. It's formal legal, right, representation. So then it should follow the regular laws of shtar probably. And you would only need him. But if it's really a concrete expression of their desire to marry, just that you're doing that through a shtar, so then pashtas, you would need both of them. So that could be connected to this question of, you know, is it each one is its own separate thing? Or, right, are they, it's shtar, but it's a shtar that's not coming so much for the legal status idea, but as a formation of relationship or as a concrete expression of their desire to marry. Or maybe each one of them needs to be all three of these things. And then you can, you know, then you have to figure out like, okay, well, how is that going to express itself in each one?